Yeah, now we'll talk about a few tzaddikim that lived in Uman at the time of Levi Yitzchak was there, and he used to speak with them. There was a big tzaddik in Uman, a very simple Jew, but very, very high. His name was Getchi. It's the Yiddish name. Getzel. It comes from the word Getzel. Okay? He died before, when Levi Yitzchak came, he passed away. 1918, maybe right after Levi Yitzchak came, he passed away, but his spirit, his Holy Spirit, still was hanging around the Klois. They felt him. Who emphasized him? It was his son-in-law, Reb Baruch, that because he was so cleaved to his father-in-law, Reb Getziz, they used to call him Reb Baruch Getziz. Right? Reb Baruch that belongs to Getzi. This Getzi. Getchi, whatever it's called, yeah. Well, who was this Reb Getchi that we're so excited about him? The knights of this angel called Reb Getchi used to go to the field all night in the winter of the Ukraine in the forest over there. It's kind of cold in the Ukraine in the winter. What do you think? It's worse than Canada.
Minus 50?
No, minus 50 or minus 20. Could you reach minus 30 here and there, but minus 20. Anyways, after a whole night like that in the forest full of ice, and trust me, he did not have the right clothing to wear. He did not have feather down garments or whatever it's called, those things that people go on. Right? After many hours of Yitbodedut, and many hours of Tikkun Chatzot, and after davening shacharis, v'yigia tzuma, fire for hours, then Reb Getchi went back home to do a little favor to his body, not to the boxer holding him. This box. Yeah. And he went into his house, which the house was a very almost falling apart house, yeah. And his face was shining like the sun in the afternoon. But the body needs what it needs. The body needs to eat something. What can you do? The problem was that the house looked like it was clean for Pesach. There wasn't anything left in the house. The house was empty. So his wife, Tzadekis, which was also, she was the granddaughter of Rabbeinu, she's looking at maybe there'll be something to give her husband. Ah! She found there's one piece of bread, a dry piece of bread on the windowsill. It's like rock. It's like a rock. And it's a little bit green. But what can we do? That's what there is to eat. So Reb Getchi went to wash his hands. Now washing his hands is also very difficult for him. Because his hands were full of wounds from the cold. And he used to wear always sort of gloves around his hand. Because he always had the pus and stuff coming out. It was disgusting, his hands. And already he took them off once when, in the morning. So you go into the mikvah. And then also when he was washing his hands again, he rips his hands apart. And he can't eat it, so he has some hot water, so he could dip it into the hot water and eat it like this. And he thanked Hashem. Birkat HaMazon, as if he ate our whole meal. That's how he was, Reb Getchi. That's how he was. His whole life, that's how he lived. And there'll be Sparek Kohen also. And Abinisio Kohen. Who was Matisyo? Matisyo was one of the biggest talmidim of Chafetz Chaim. He was a gaon atzum. He was a genius. But he was very simple. He was very anava. He was very humble person. Shaot agabe shaot haya Rab Matityahu ba'al ha'rosh ha'charif sohev et ha'kneset l'orko l'orkbo v'yado sefer atur bo yiyeh meshach ha'ol tzufot. Hours after hours, this Rab Matityahu Kohen used to walk back and forth with a tool in his hand, the book, the tool, one of the four, the halacha book, back and forth. Yeah, Rabbi Levitzik used to see this all the time. The Rav Uman in those days, even though he didn't like so much the rest of the Hasidim, but There was a lot of people lived in Uman, not only Breslev. Mostly were in Breslev. But he didn't like the rest of Chassidim so much. But Matisyo, he used to admire very much. He used to come and talk to him about Lacha. And Matisyo, even when he was a young bachel, learning about the Chafetz Chaim, Chafetz Chaim used to honor him very much. So he wanted to leave the yeshiva of Radin because he couldn't stand that the Chafetz Chaim giving him respect. Chafetz Chaim asked him to carry. Chafetz Chaim wanted to carry for him his stuff. He respected him very much. Rav Levi Yitzchak used to say, Matisyo, who could even talk about Matisyo? Every moment of his life, in every 24 hours, the whole time, we're just thinking of Hashem, learning or davening, always thinking only of Hashem. He couldn't even understand how could he think about something else. He only thought of Hashem. Once, and it was a snowy and cold day in Uman, and someone heard of Matisyo speaking to his Yetzer Hara. He said, "Nu, leave my body already. Leave me alone." He's talking to Yetzer Hara. "If you don't leave me alone, I'm going to lie in the snow until I die. Leave me alone." He warned him. And when Yisrael really wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, he tried to do everything he could do to Eretz Yisrael. But the communists took him. No one knows where he is. Not he. Someone else over here. Rabbi Getchi married the granddaughter of Rabbi. Levi Yitzchak said that once he had a crazy dream that he saw in Rabbi Shmuel Hillman, one of the big tzaddikim in Yerushalayim, that they used to learn with Levi Yitzchak Mishnayos after davening every morning. And this year was also Rabbi Chanan Spector. And Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, Rabbi Chanan Spector, and Rabbi Shmuel. Now, in his dream, Levi Yitzchak sees himself learning with Rabbi Chanan, and suddenly Rabbi Shmuel, which already died, came to the shir also. He wasn't a Breslover, and he came to Rabbi Yitzchak and told him, "Who's this Breslover, Rabbi Matisyo, that in Shamayin there's such a great noise now that he came up here?" So Levi Yitzchak understood that probably Rabbi Matisyo passed away after many years that he was lost. Could be that he lived in Siberia or something for many years. Slaved. Also, Rabbi Yisrael Kardonel, the Rebbe of Saba Yisrael, of Saba Odessa, he also lived in Uman for a while. They say by Rabbi Yisrael, if someone just saw him laying Shnai Mikra V'chat Targum and Erev Shabbos, already wanted to become Breslov HaChassid. You see Rabbi Yisrael doing like that? Yeah. Rav Neshka Tumchiner also, they heard him. Another, he's just saying names of tzaddikim that they lived in Uman and they knew them. They heard him once scream out of his heart over 100 times, "Al tashlicheni mifanecha." Don't throw me from in front of you, until his whole body, everything was sweating as if he ran a marathon right now. Also, Avraham Shternatz, of course, that the last 20 years of his life in Yerushalayim, he's able to learn 10 hours straight without any break, but every day he made sure to have Sichot Chaverim. So that's a very important thing Rabbeinu speaks about, that every day you have to spend time talking with your friend in Avodas Hashem, every day. Find time, sit with a friend, and talk with him about serving Hashem. Also very chashuv. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter Shlita, also Rabbi Avraham Shternatz, every night he got up chatzot. And Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter Shlita says that in the last years of Rabbi Avraham, he was already over 90 years old, once he sees him, he complained like this. So what happened? So the guy was taking him in the wheelchair or walking him, told him, oh, he said, for the first time, I got up when the sky was already blue. His whole life, he got up when the stars were out. And then when he was 90-something years old, he got up a bit late. He came up, so he was complaining. Oh. Obviously, it was because he was very old and ill. He was now over 90 years old. Yeah, he says, I know, because I didn't feel well, he says, but I know the Yetzer Hara is trying to catch me even when I'm 90 or something years old. This is a little bit of the Tzadikim in Uman, and tomorrow, and the Lashem Shavua Abba, we'll speak about more things over here. So the bris of Yosef, my brother-in-law, the Lashem, tomorrow there's a bris at 9:15 in Zviv, and the Rav will be there.